Hi, and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Nick Theodoulou. And first up, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will address the Cyprus Parliament on Thursday as part of his virtual tour speaking to national legislatures. A press release by the House of Representatives says that the Ukrainian president will video address the parliamentarians during an extraordinary session at 6 p.m. local time. And meanwhile, the US has requested that the National Guard hand over Russian-made weapon systems to Ukraine. The Defense Ministry on Monday said that it will not make any moves that would reduce Cyprus's defensive deterrence, but Defense Minister Haralambos Petridis confirmed the US request had been received. He emphasized that practical issues complicate matters, such as how the systems would be replaced in light of the ongoing US arms embargo against the Republic. The issue came to light when Kathy Merini published a report that the US is interested in enhancing Ukraine's attempts to combat Russia's invasion by procuring the National Guard's Russian-made weapon systems. Analysts noted that the maintenance of their current Russian-made armaments may prove cumbersome for Cyprus, considering the EU sanctions against Moscow, which Nicosia has complied with. Kathy Merini said that the US showed particular interest in the National Guard's anti-aircraft systems, tanks and attack helicopters. It referenced the Tor M1, the S-300 system in Crete, an anti-aircraft BUK M12 system. And elsewhere, the police announced yesterday that their traffic units have been bolstered with onboard speed cameras for their patrol cars and picked up 100 violations in just 2 days. The cameras in the patrol units will register the speed of drivers behind and ahead of the patrol cars, along with those moving in the opposite direction. The police praised the technology as further ensuring road safety, stating that the 100 violations registered within 2 days by the new system highlights the scale of the problem still plaguing the roads in Cyprus. And onto the weather. March's unseasonable deep freeze broke a slew of records as low average daily temperatures topped the charts across the island, the Met Office said yesterday. The office said that many stations recorded the lowest ever averages for March, most notably in Limassol Port, which notched 6 degrees, the lowest since the station there began recording in 1976. The Larnaca Airport station reported a similar record low at 5.3 degrees, the lowest for March since 1977 when it began logging weather reports. Meanwhile, the choking Sahara dust that has caused severe discomfort for residents in many areas across Cyprus is not expected to subside before at least the end of the week, as the high-pressure system and hotter weather of around 30 degrees continues. Senior air quality head Dr. Chrysanthos Savidis told the Cyprus Mail that the dust storm, which began early on Sunday, was one of the worst on record. Children, the elderly and the sick are urged to avoid going outdoors, while employers must take appropriate measures after assessing risks to personnel. In other news, the next electricity bills sent out to homes are expected to be 16% higher than the last. The Electricity Authority of Cyprus said that bills already being issued for April will see a hike in the fuel tariff due to rising oil prices globally. Over the past year or so, electricity prices have shot up some 40%, a combination of more expensive fuel plus pricier emissions allowances. As for the reduction in VAT on electrical bills from 19% to 9%, a temporary measure to alleviate pressure on consumers, the EEC said that this would be seen in invoices issued in May and June. And finally, Pogo, the Akel-affiliated women's organisation, has lambasted Paphos Football Club over the release of what they said was a sexist promotion video which shames female dignity and insults women. The video, which was released on the Paphos football team's social media, opens with a shot of crashing waves at the beach, and the slogan, "The hottest part of the season is coming." The next scenes show two women wearing tight-fitting football t-shirts paired with skimpy shorts and a small swimsuit posing at the beach. Pogo said that if there was a sexism league, Paphos FC's film would be playing in the Champions League. And that's all for today. But as always, for the latest news, commentary and analysis, check out www.cyprus-mail.com.